Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Of course I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. Folks, we so appreciate that you tune in to Joyce Barry and Friends. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, what a great topic we have today. Are you living your purpose with Dr. Denise Nadler? Every leader has a purpose. Every leader has a vision. It all comes, it's part of the territory and being a great leader. But here I have, and I quote from Susanna Abbott, what she has to say about becoming a great leader. I'm a cook, and I've held many leadership positions. Saying that, I thought this recipe for a leader sounded pretty good. I thought so, too, and that is why I am sharing it with all of you. Have all ingredients at body temperature. Sift intelligence, ambition, and understanding together. Mix cooperation, respect, initiative, and open-mindedness until dissolved. Add gradually ability, tactfulness, and responsibility. Stir in a positive attitude and positive judgments. Beat in patience until smooth. Blend all ingredients well. Sprinkle generously with cheerfulness and bake in an oven of determination. When absorbed thoroughly, cool and spread with kindness, consideration, and common sense. As I said, folks, I think that's a great recipe. I want to know what your thoughts are on this, Dr. Denise.
Well, I think that's a recipe that many of the listeners can follow. It does require a number of ingredients, and it has very specific instructions, but I think it was very well constructed, and the outcome could be a delicious treat.
Very well said. Very, very cool. Thank you for that. So who is this Dr. Denise Nadler anyway? You might be saying, well, that name rings a bell. Of course it would ring a bell. She is the daughter, one of three, from my dear, dear friend, my best friend indeed, Beverly Nadler. Beverly Nadler, you would know, folks, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, and she has our show each and every Thursday, Here's to Your Health Thursday segment. She is indeed our health guru. So saying that, Dr. Denise Ariana Nadler, beyond being Beverly Nadler's daughter, she is a mind-body reintegration specialist and transformational healer, inspiring teacher, intuitive laser mentor, coach, and a well-respected doctor of chiropractic. So far, she's taught in 11 countries and has clients in 14 countries. She is a published author and a singer-songwriter with two original CDs under the name of Ariana. And I must say that she is truly one of my favorite singers, on a par with Barbara Streisand and people of that caliber. I kid you not, I have her CDs. If we have any time later on, I'll give you an example of her original songs that she sings with the voice of an angel. Dr. Nadler appeared on the platform with such notables as Mark Victor Hansen, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and Dr. Bernie Siegel. Incidentally, we did a whole show with Dr. Siegel in our archives, Joyce Barry and Friends. The show was June 27th, live. It is now in our archives. Just click on our homepage and go to June 27th. Dr. Denise has been a featured trainer for T. Harv Eker's Peak Potentials and Dr. John F. DeMartini's DeMartini Institute. Dr. Nadler believes that with clarity of vision, connection to your mission, and the willingness to face and overcome any obstacle, we can all connect to our inner healer, our inner wisdom, and our inner power to live a truly inspiring and meaningful life. Without further ado, I bring to you Dr. Denise Nadler, who incidentally is a dear friend as well. I never see her as Beverly Nadler's daughter. I see her as an equal. She is wise beyond her years, and we're going to prove that to you right now. Go ahead, Dr. Denise.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. Your introductions certainly hold a high standard for me to live up to, and I intend to do so for your listening audience today. You know, the question is, are you living your purpose? And there's two ways that I'd ask you to consider this question. One is to ask yourself, is there anything in your life that doesn't serve a purpose? And what I'm going to propose to you is that there is not anything in your life that doesn't serve a purpose when you endeavor to discover what that purpose is. The second part is to ask yourself, am I living a purpose that I feel called to and meant to live in my life? So whereas we can look at our life and say, everything that happens does serve a purpose, but then am I living the purpose that I feel called to live? I recently read somebody talking about living your dreams, which is similar to living your purpose, and I decided to do some research on the subject. It seems that there's no real agreement on this, but I have not yet to see anybody who has a statistic greater than 25%. In other words, 75% to 90% of all people living on the planet do not perceive themselves as living their true heartfelt purpose. And frankly, when I think about that, I consider myself to be extremely fortunate because at a very early age, I observed my father and my mother both doing something that was so important to them, that they really truly felt called to do. My father is a chiropractic healer, 50 plus years. He's still taking care of patients, and he's inspired to do it every day of his life. And of course, you mentioned my mother, Beverly Nadler, speaker, writer, researcher, and totally inspired. She can just spend hours and hours and hours on a project of writing and gathering information to teach. And I witnessed that growing up. So I was fortunate to have a sense that we can have something that calls us inside of us, that inspires us to do, be, and create for ourselves in our life. When I talk about purpose, it's about this feeling that you have a calling, something that you were born to do, a sense that you cannot not do what you feel you are here to do. I believe that most people have a sense, especially if they're listening to this show, it's so connected to living a purpose and fulfilling your desires and your dreams. I believe that most people have a sense that they're here for a reason, but often it is self-talk or conditioning that keeps many people from truly, truly searching inside to discover what that purpose is. And then the second part is often when they do feel that they know or they have a sense of what their purpose is, then there's a lot of destructive self-talk, beliefs, and perceptions and self-sabotage to overcome, to be willing to take the action steps in order to manifest that purpose. So once again, it's important to realize that anything that is happening or has happened in your life, when you can reflect upon that, you get to see that everything serves a purpose in your life. In fact, some of our greatest challenges often reveal to us our greatest strengths, and we cultivate skills and talents that we didn't recognize we had before, which ultimately can and will serve us in living our purpose.
Wow, that really is very valuable information. I agree about living your purpose. I'm going to share with mine a little later on in the show, my definite purpose. That's why I think this is such an important topic today, because without that passion that propels you forward, those batteries that are always charged like the Energizer Bunny, I don't think life is nearly as interesting as it could be when you know what your purpose is, you find your purpose, and indeed you live it. Back to you.
Yes, thank you so much for that. Henry David Thoreau, who I have read and often find myself quoting, made a statement, and I think it's a generalized statement. He uses the term men, but let's understand that he's speaking about people in general. He said, most men lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them. That is such a powerful quote. Yeah, indeed.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
The first part is frequently quoted, or let's say more often quoted, most men lead lives of quiet desperation. But the second part, and go to the grave with the song still in them, this totally resonates with who I am, because music is such an important part of my life, and writing songs and singing songs. But really, he's making an analogy that we're all here to sing certain songs. And those songs are the songs that only we can sing, only us as the form of who we are as an individual. Each song, each note, each nuance is particular to each one of us. What makes us unique is how we sing the song, how we say the words, how we phrase each verse, and ultimately the concept that most men lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them only lends itself to the realization and recognition that living a purpose and fulfilling one's purpose is a quest that one would choose to endeavor and work diligently, daily, moment to moment, to reveal and express and experience. The fact of the matter is that we can use the moments of desperation to introspect, to ask ourselves questions, to self-reflect and discover who we are and why we are here in those moments of desperation, in those challenging times, in those seemingly insurmountable experiences. That is a moment when we truly can take that time to transform from a quiet life of desperation into living out loud a life of inspiration, so that when we take our last breath, we know that we have also sang the last song we came here to sing. And this is what I hope to bring to your listeners today, the desire and determination to manifest and create the life that they're here to live by living their purpose.
And it is just so, so important. I can't stress it enough. I just want you to share a little bit more about purpose, Dr. Denise, so people really get it. And then I'm really looking forward to sharing mine.
Okay. Well, I talked about these moments of desperation, and so I'm going to share a little bit about my own personal journey. And that is when I was 12 years old, I went to a personal development course, which was designed to empower me so that the outside world did not have a big impact on my inside world. In other words, people around me could say, do, and be how they were, and I would not start to feel less than or judgmental or critical of them or myself, and that I could just be in my most powerful state of self. And what happened during an exercise that we were doing at this personal development program is we were asked to just stand on a stage and be quiet and not let a person coming right up to our face and maybe saying some things that were tough to hear, criticizing, yelling at us. And we were taught that we should just feel empowered and just focus on our power. And frankly, I did really well with that exercise, but that evening when a group of us went out to dinner, before I even put a morsel of food in my mouth, I was gripped with a tremendous pain in my side, the kind of pain that I had never felt before and had no warning. It just came on like I was stabbed, literally, in my side. And what I finally told my mother what was going on, she took me outside, and one of the women who was a mother of one of the other children at the program helped me by telling me that anything that went on during the course of that day that had upset me, that I could now say what I wanted to say. I could express my tremendous upset and let it out. The truth is she was teaching me a little bit about the mind-body connection right there. And I had a powerful experience that after a very short time, I had no more pain. It completely went away. Now, screaming and yelling about your pain and your upsets doesn't necessarily work, but it was a lesson for me in that very moment because it woke me up to the power of our thoughts and our emotions to impact and affect our state of health and well-being. That lesson, that moment at age 12, shaped and formed the direction of my life. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be a school teacher. I used to love to help the teacher in whatever way that I could. I didn't necessarily know the form that my teaching would take. And at 12 years old, I went on a journey to learn everything that I could possibly learn about the mind, the body, psychology, human potential, what creates certain situations and how we can shift and create other situations. And I was very, very dedicated to that quest. It literally shaped the road to my purpose that I'm fulfilling, and I've been fulfilling for decades now. And it was in those moments, because after that event, even though I was fine in the future following that for the next 12 years at different times, never as bad as the first, but I would wake up in the middle of the night with a pain in my side, which was truly what we would call a desperate moment. But what I learned to do was go inside, ask myself powerful questions, study something, learn something, discover something about myself and about my life, And truly, those moments which one might see as desperate, terrible, challenging circumstances literally assisted me in learning to live out loud a truly inspiring life for me. And I get to share that with people all around the world. So we all have a story. And if we look inside, we can actually find out that inside that story of what we consider to be our great challenge and our great pain, we may very well discover that we're being shaped and molded for what our true purpose is here in our life.
Absolutely. It's funny when you said that, well, serious and funny as well, because the minute I hear that thing that shaped our life, our destiny, I go right back to when I was in kindergarten. And it's something I will never, ever forget. I always get a visual on it. I actually see myself in the kindergarten. I could still see the room clearly, the teacher clearly. And she asked us what we would like to do. In each corner of the room, there was a different thing to be doing. One corner had coloring books and crayons, another finger painting supplies. Another corner had a real dollhouse, not one you play external to you, but one that you go inside the dollhouse and play. And this story literally made such a mark on my life. This was a kindergarten experience. The teacher asked, what would you like to do? She asked all of us, and I chose the dollhouse. So at some point, a few minutes later, she says, all right, everybody go to where you said you wanted to play today. So I go inside the dollhouse, and it was quite large. I mean, inside it was, things one would have in an apartment, of course, in the mini size, obviously. So within minutes, I take the carriage. I put the doll in the carriage, and I'm walking in front of the room. And the teacher said, Joyce, where are you going? And I said, I'm going shopping, which I thought was very clever. That's what my mom did in the morning. She took me shopping. Even then, I was highly in touch with my creativity, so I thought that was very clever. And then, and this is why I never forgot it, the teacher said, Joyce, you said you wanted to be in the dollhouse and you left it. Therefore, you'll have to leave the dollhouse and play with finger painting. So she meant that designed as a punishment because I left the dollhouse. In that moment, and I kid you not, folks, I knew that I was more intelligent, and I'm being humble here, than the teacher. Rather than saying, well, that was creative, but it's going to start raining any second, you best get into the dollhouse and, you know, played off that, match my creativity. What she did was so clearly with the tone of voice, what she said and her upset, she made me wrong rather than realize I'm an outside-the-box person. I don't know how many people would have thought once they were in the dollhouse to have any reason to leave it, but I did. And in that moment, I made the decision to be a teacher, that I thought it's so horrific that students that have teachers as their guide and authority figure would actually buy into that I did something wrong. And I've been teaching ever since, not as a school teacher in a school, but via my coaching, via my shows. Everything I do, my writing is teaching, but in a very positive mode. So that was my defining moment to have a purpose.
What a perfect story to really be an example of how we can transform our experiences into recognizing that it has awakened us to our life's path. And as I said at the very, very top of the show, you know, whatever happens, it serves a purpose if you can find and discover the purpose. And often the purpose is to lead you to a higher, bigger, greater calling and purpose in life. And so thank you so much for sharing that. And so I would encourage those who are listening today to take some time to reflect on anything that actually stands out in your mind as challenging, difficult circumstances, and ask yourself, how did that shape and mold you in a way that was constructive so that you can transform from perceiving it as a challenging, destructive experience into an inspiring, constructive experience. I assure you, if you ask yourself these questions and you choose to endeavor to discover, you will reveal that to yourself. I also want for those
Excuse me, one second, Dr. Denise, because I want to expand on that for 1 second. The other piece to that is to make lemonade out of the lemon. So clearly the, another child would hear that as a lemon. They were made wrong. They'd be upset. They lost the opportunity that moment, that day, to play where they wanted to. So making lemonade out of the lemon is another part of that. And I just want to refer you folks to our show in our archives on July 24th, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, the Brandon Langer Show, Do You Make Lemonade Out of Lemons? And so I thought that was a very valuable show also, because Lord knows we get our share of lemons quite often. And make, knowing that, okay, that's my lemon, what am I going to do to turn it around and make lemonade, is a very valuable way to address something that comes across as a negative thing. Wednesday, July 24, in our archives. Back to you, Dr. Denise.
And, of course, here in the U.S., we're in our summer season, so lemonade is the perfect treat. But no matter where you are living right now, no matter what the season, have a glass of lemonade.
Actually, before we move on, one more thing. In our chat room, Mary Fays posed a great question. Can you have more than one purpose? So, and she also called in, so I'll address it, and then you can talk to her and engage with her as well. She's in the chat room and on our board. Actually, she's in our chat room every day, and we love our loyal followers, loyal people in the chat room. Mary, thank you for your question, and I would say absolutely you can have more purpose, but you would see in the hierarchy of things, some might have more significance than others. What would you like to say, Dr. Denise?
Well, I love that question, Mary, and here's the first thing that I'm going to say. We can't mess this up. And what I mean by that is if we feel called and our heart is beckoning us to live an experience and create something powerful in our lives, we can't mess it up. We may discover along the way that there's something beyond that. So here's what I'm going to say to you. I believe that there's a theme to our life. It's almost like you wrote a movie script, and now you're the writer, you're the producer, you're the actor, you're the director, and this is your life. And there's a theme to your life. And so in my life, the theme is teacher healer. That's it. That's two things. The form at which I express that has transformed in so many ways, whether it's working with people one-on-one, whether it's putting my hands on people as a chiropractor, whether it's doing coaching or teaching or training or making music. Teacher healer is the theme. So what I encourage people to do is identify your theme. The form can be expanded in so many different ways, and as you endeavor to journey on that path to expressing your purpose, that's sometimes the only time that you can actually reveal a new way to express that purpose. And that's been the case for myself and many of the people that I've worked with, is that taking the action step opens a new doorway. So the form of expression can really be transformative. But I do perceive that there's a theme, and if you seek, you'll probably know it right now. It can be narrowed down into just a few words, and I believe that that's actually a very valuable exercise for the listeners to do, is look for the theme. There's a theme that's consistent in your life of who you are and how you show up in the world, and how you express that theme can be very, very different. Someone who paints can also help people to heal. Someone who puts their hands on someone can also help people to become more creative. You know, our form of expression may be very, very unique and can transform over time. Was that helpful?
I was just going to go back to you and ask you if you're in touch with your purpose. I see you still in the chat room, but I had just opened your mic so we can engage with you about yours, and you're still in the chat room but off the board. So I suspect that with your business, someone interrupted and you took yourself off. I know you listen to us at your business each and every day. So Dr. Denise asked if it was helpful, and if you want to share your purpose, please feel free to put it in the chat room. As you well know, I go back and forth throughout the show.
Thank you so much. That's a great question, and I think that it was really useful. It is so important to, for us to be able to address it. I'm sure many people have the very same question, so thank you so much for asking it, Mary. I do want to let your listeners know that even though today, and we haven't actually gotten to them yet, but that's fine, we'll get to them, we have time to do that, is that Are You Living Your Purpose? 7 Things You Must Know About Living Your Purpose. I do want you all to know is that I have a free special report, which is not the same as what we're doing today on this show, and I'd like to give you the opportunity to receive that report by going to my website. So my website is www.healingintegrations.com. I'm going to spell that for you. It's H-E-A-L-I-N-G, I-N, T as Tom, E-G-R-A-T-I-O-N-S. .com, healingintegrations.com, or you can just Google me, Dr. Denise Nadler, and it will bring you to my website. As soon as you get on the website, it gives you this nice little box that says 7 Steps, Live Your Purpose Report, and you can get that for free just by going to the website today. And I'll be delighted to be able to help you to expand upon living your purpose, and this is a great resource for you. So please do go check it out at my website.
And, of course, living your purpose, one of the best things that you can have to have that happen is to have a mother that lives her purpose every single day without fail. And I know that is fact because we've been best friends for decades. She lives her purpose, her dream. She's a great author, a great friend, and certainly a great guest on our show each and every Thursday. And just one of her many, many talents is the awesome poetry she writes. And, of course, this one is going to be my favorite.
There's an extraordinary and fun-filled way to make sure you always have a positive day. Listen to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show, weekdays live at 11 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Her Coach's Corner has memorable quotes and life lessons with objectives. Some of her guests entertain, while others offer valuable perspectives. You'll hear important ways to improve your health and wonderful ways to increase your wealth. Learn about business opportunities and healthy products galore. Don't miss a show. Tune in daily to hear what else is in store. Your mind will be stimulated and your heart will be captivated. You'll be informed and educated while you're inspired and motivated. Enjoy the lively conversation and fascinating views. Hear valuable suggestions and great ideas for you to use. Be sure to refer your family and friends because they'll want to know about Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show.
I just want to say there are some people on the board who want to check in with us as well. But to the one who called in anonymously, if you want to talk to us, if you want to have a chance of talking to us, time permitting, hang up and call back in again. I don't usually call on people who call in anonymously without their number coming up. So if you'd like to engage, just please hang up and call back in. Okay, let's hear those tips that we've been waiting for.
Well, I've been sharing a little bit of inspiration, and I've given some guidance. I hope that the listeners are writing them down, and if not, come back and listen to the show again. So recently, I embarked upon recreating or creating a new business for myself, and I kind of called it like birthing my fourth baby because I've created a business as a chiropractic in chiropractic and wellness health, and I've also created a business in coaching one-on-one, working with clients and at all different levels for personal development, business, corporate, and entrepreneurship, and I've also created a business of speaking and teaching and training programs. And so recently I've just kind of tried to combine this into a very unique way, and it's really given me the opportunity to reflect on my purpose and what I'm here to do and how I'm here to do it. And I've written down, or I've created, or I've designed what I call the seven things you must know. And normally, for those who listen to the show regularly, you probably are aware that I generally do this backwards. I usually have three things that I present, and I go from 3, 2, 1, and as Joyce says, I go backwards so you can move your life forwards. However, today I'm going to go in order from 1 to 7, and you'll know why when I get to number 7. So here we go. Number 1, rest assured, if you are meant to do something, you will be prodded, poked, and pushed until you do. What I'm really saying here is that, you know, your purpose is a calling, and it will keep calling you. And it is often just the inner voices that we've developed that sabotage or create disbelief, or the outer voices that we've paid attention to that keep us from taking the action and moving forward. But know that whatever you feel prodded, poked, and pushed to do, that's very likely your purpose calling you. Number 2. Recognize that any and all resistance that is sitting inside of you will come up, so you can face it, transform it, and move through it. That helps to shape and mold you into the person you are becoming so that you can fulfill your purpose. True, this is not so easy, but it is definitely worth it. So you want to find the tools that work to assist you and facilitate you to move through, face your resistance, transform it. Number 3, if something appears to be really difficult, you are probably right that it is difficult for you. And it is also there for you to overcome. Some of our greatest abilities to manage our life and fulfill our purpose comes through the difficulties. They are there for you to overcome, whereas somebody else might have an easy time with something that is challenging you. Know that if it appears to be really difficult, it's probably true for you, but that you can. It's there for you to overcome. Number 4, things that appear really difficult can sometimes be way more challenging than you even imagined. But it's not impossible. Once again, the challenge is there to build you, to mold you, to create you into becoming the person that you're meant to be so that you can fulfill the purpose that you're here to fulfill. Number 5, as you progress in the direction of your desired creation, know this. There will be moments of surrender and moments of war. There will be times when you want to give up because it seems to be insurmountable. And there'll be times when all the blocks in the way only fuel your fire to keep moving forward. So you build a bridge with those blocks to take you where you are going. Do not give up. Number 6, if you put off procrastination and refuse to prolong the inevitable by choosing to persist and be productive in your pursuit, you will progress and realize you are living a very purposeful life. And finally, in these 7 steps, we get to number 7. What number 7 says is, read number 1 again. So I'm going to read that to you. Number 1. Rest assured. Thank you. Rest assured. If you are meant to do something, you will be prodded, poked, and pushed until you do. So follow your heart, do what you're here to do, create a plan, remove the obstacles. You have a purpose. Every human being, I believe, has a purpose, and you're here to live it. I encourage you to find the way to do it and make it happen.
One of the people, a friend of mine, Beryl Walk, I really do believe he has a purpose. He is a great person in connecting people. He's a great support system. He listens to our show every day, but sometimes he meets us out when he has people show up in his office. Let's see. Beryl, are you with us? Beryl? Not coming across. Okay, but I just want to say kudos to Beryl Walk, who has provided a number of introductions and support for me personally and for others as well. I know he lives his purpose because he genuinely cares about people. Let's go to another person that listens in, certainly to the Nadler. She doesn't miss the Nadler show, our mutual friend Janice. How are you this morning, Janice? Okay, it's one of those days, folks. We lost Janice, but we didn't lose Denise, which is our special guest. So what would you like to say to kind of wrap up here?
What I would love to encourage those who are listening today is to know that the truth is that you do have a purpose, and you are actually living it right now. Whatever's going on in your life right now, rest assured that it is assisting you in where you are going. And as I said at the top of the show, there are no actions, there are no experiences that when you look at them close enough, you'll see that they're serving a purpose. Ask yourself what the theme is, what the theme that keeps repeating itself in your life is. Make sure that you realize that a dream in your heart is only going to be in your heart unless you find the tools and tactics to begin to create and manifest that. It does require work, that is for sure, and it will require that you get clear about your planning and your vision and know that you're going to modify along the way. But you are here, and I believe that each person is here to fulfill a purpose. And that doesn't mean that you are necessarily here to have to figure out a way to impact millions of people. That may not be why you're here. It may be that you serve one or two or a group of people in your own unique way. But it's wise to value yourself enough to be willing to search within and discover what that is. The reason I believe that living your purpose, finding your purpose, discovering your purpose, and following what you're here to do is so important is that life is going to give us some challenges. It's going to get tough. And when it gets tough, sometimes the only thing that can pull you through is your heart urging you to keep going.
Absolutely. I encourage you to do. Is definitely something you want to listen to and tune into. A special warm welcome to RB1021, new to our chat room, have never seen you there before. Welcome to the chat room. Would love you to put a note in the chat room about how you found out about our show today. Would appreciate that. A very warm welcome, and I hope you tune in every day. As I promised folks, I'm going to share with you my purpose, and Dr. Denise, and I'll go back to you for yours. My definite purpose is to coach people to live their best life as I do whatever it takes to live mine. I am prosperous and have multiple streams of income and lead, inspire, and empower others to do likewise. This radio show, Joyce Barry and Friends, is the number one most popular radio show worldwide. Financial rewards and life rewards always come to me easily and effortlessly. I win friends and I win contests. Opportunities abound and miracles manifest as we strive to change the world one person and one positive action at a time. So getting back to Mary Faye's question about having more than one purpose in that paragraph, I've kind of intertwined everything that's kind of meaningful, most things that are kind of meaningful to me, all in that stated purpose. And I got that inspiration to come up with a purpose and really clarify it from the book, The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill. That was the very first instruction in the book, get in touch with your definite purpose. Over to you, Dr. Denise. What is your primary purpose?
My primary purpose is to inspire, educate, and transform, to bring inspirational, educational, and transformational teaching and healing to the helpers and healers, the service-based, heart-guided business owners who are conscious and here to serve others on the planet so that they can do what they're born to do.
And your mom says, I well know it, is to get my work out. I got to get my work out. And she's an incredible writer. She has a Living the Game of Life book, a Vibrational Harmony book. That one, I wrote the foreword. I had the privilege to do that in the Vibrational Harmony one. But her teachings and all of that, all is wrapped around her purpose to get my work out, to make a difference in the world. And I think we have Janice back with us. We lost you when I called on you before. Janice, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm wonderful. Thank you. I definitely wanted to hear what Dr. Denise had to say. I've enjoyed meeting her and being in some of her seminars and enjoyed her work. So I definitely wanted to hear all of her wisdom and take notes. So I've been doing that. And what I'm going to do is listen to it in the archive so I could hear it again and definitely make sure I don't miss anything.
And what would you say is your purpose?
Well, my purpose has been always to help people. I'm definitely a helper. When I see something not working out for people, I'll bend over backwards to give them my hand out, a hand out, and help them. So I've been doing that with our healthy products for all these years. And, of course, because of being a stay-at-home mom, because of the wonderful healthy products and the business attached to it, I asked, what more can I do? And that's when my inspiration came to help the children. I watched my children get bullied because they were little and all the other children were bigger. And so I thought, self-esteem workshops and helping children was the idea of teaching children not to bully other children, but teach children just because you're different doesn't mean, it's a bad thing. And everybody's different. We're all special and unique, but we all come from the same source. And so my mission and purpose is definitely out there. I got my cartoon characters ready to just come to life, and that's my goal.
And we're going to have that in our breaking news as soon as you're ready to break it, because that's those little Weezers, and they support the Stop the Bullying campaign, and that's a cause very near and dear to my heart. Thank you, Janice. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you.
I just want to say something to Janice, if you're not still there, you may be still listening, I would imagine. A number of years ago when you shared the Weezers with me, I was just blown away by your vision, your creativity, your dedication. It was just incredible what you had created, and it involved technology, and technology is only something recently that has become my friend, because it really, really helps me to serve more people, and I just wanted to really acknowledge you for tapping into your creativity and coming up with something so unique and special in the way that you're intending to make a difference in other people's lives, children, and of course, the families. When children are impacted, of course, it impacts families, it impacts communities. It's just a really wonderful thing that you're dedicated to, and I just wanted to say that and acknowledge you for that as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I wanted to share, because we met back in New York after I've already had met you, through seminars and your mother. I wanted to say that my dear girlfriend, Candace Grube, who actually was the creator of the Weezers. I want to announce that, because I was told that, we have to keep reminding everybody on the planet that she was the beginning creator. But you know how you talk about things that happen and some things that are not necessarily good. And, well, she passed away, but I am here to continue the passion and the purpose of the Weezer characters and was always on the mission of helping the children. So thank you.
Thank you.
And just know, Janice, that you can use this show as a forum. You know, whenever you have an announcement, breaking news, any way we can help you, we're here for you.
Thank you.
Just, I want to also say, folks, you know, whether you call it a purpose or a dream or a mission or a vision, this is a quote by Cynthia Ocelli. When people undermine your dreams, predict your doom, or criticize you, remember, they're telling you their story, not yours. And that's really very important because anytime you're out on a mission, whatever it might be, there's always going to be the naysayers. There's always going to be the people who tell you you're wrong. There's always going to be the people that tell you that you're not going to make it. Remember, they're telling you their story, not yours. Folks, I just want to have Dr. Janice tell you once again her website.
Yes, indeed. Please go right to my website, www.healingintegrations.com, so you can receive just some more inspiration and guidance, really specific steps on living your purpose. And as I said before, if you Google me, my website will come up. So sometimes healing integrations doesn't translate very well by auditorily hearing it, but my name, Dr. Janice Nadler, will bring you to my website, and I'd be delighted to be able to share more with you.
And that's Nadler, and it should resonate with you because you hear every Thursday that we have her mom, my friend, Beverly Nadler. Folks, my website is joycebarrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. I'm a life coach. I'm a home business coach. I want to be your coach if you're ready to take the next step, if you're ready to get out of the box that holds you back, if you're ready to take a quantum leap. In my website, joycebarrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, you will see hundreds of testimonials from people all over the country, and here are just a few I want to share with you today.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, you might want to be a follower of this show. You go to JoyceBarrieAndFriends.com. You click on follow right under my picture. And I want to say that in the last 2 weeks, we had a record number of followers. Just amazing. Literally countless followers in the last 2 weeks. So I just want to acknowledge that. You can also follow me on Facebook, Joyce, B-A-R-R-I-E, Facebook.com/JoyceBarrie. I'm on Twitter. But I really appreciate all those of you that love the show when you tuned in, even the first time, said, I got to find out what they're doing every day. Also, as promised, I wanted you to hear the voice of an angel, Ariana, also known as Dr. Denise Nadler, literally one of my favorite singers. I can barely listen to her songs without tears in my eyes. This one, one of my favorites. Time to live your purpose. It's time to reach your goals. It's time to get outside of that comfort zone and do what it'll take to provide you with a more happy and fulfilling life. Back to you, Dr. Denise. What would you like to share to wrap up our show?
Well, I'd like to say that just so your listeners know that they can find me on Facebook as well, Dr. Denise Nadler. I have a fan page there, and every day I'm putting down different blips and tips on business strategy and life mastery, which is really the way that I serve people best when I work with them. Also, you know, I started sharing about my parents and in the beginning, how they inspired me to live my purpose. And I'm going to say that both of my parents, you know, my dad's dedication to serving people as a chiropractor and my mom's dedication to researching, writing, speaking, and teaching to be able to help others has really truly inspired me in my life. And there's been other mentors along the way, so I encourage you to find a mentor or mentors that can inspire you and help to keep you going. My fan page can help and assist in that. This show will help and assist in that. I just encourage that because in times when it's tough, it's helpful when somebody on the outside can kind of help drive us and move us forward. Also, at the top of the show, I started with a quote from Henry David Thoreau, and I'm going to close the show with another quote from Henry David Thoreau. If you have built castles in the sky, let not your dreams go to waste. Just build the foundations under them. And that is great wisdom from Henry David Thoreau. You can do it. Live your purpose. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack Denise. Always a great guest. Love your music. Love your vision. Love your, whatever it is that you put out there, you drive it home. Once again, a warm welcome to RB1021, new in our chat room. I had requested that you just put a little note in the chat room how you found out about the show. I'm always interested in that. And it just struck a chord when I saw your name here in the chat room, because RB was my mom's initials, who has long since passed, but it just kind of sent chills through my body when I saw RB. I've never seen an RB in the chat room before. So welcome. Hope you enjoyed the show such that you'll become a follower. And folks, to all of you, go out, have a great day, go celebrate your life, celebrate your purpose, whether it's a new one, an old one, or a reconditioned one. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Be blessed and have a wonderfully exciting, purposeful life.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
And you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day.
Wow.
And listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Wow.